You're listening to The Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select, with Benjamin Hockman, Derek Gould, and Ben Fredrickson on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back into the Writer's Block, run by Bud Select. Here talking some Super Bowl with the Degenerate. We're getting some prop bets here, but first Chris has some breaking news.
No, never mind. Well, there's a statement out from SCSTL. They're all excited.
What do they say?
Well, they said today marks an important milestone for the effort to bring Major League Soccer to St. Louis. Our group appreciates the consideration and diligence of the Board of Aldermen over the past several weeks. And we thank Mayor Slay for signing the bill and asking a circuit court judge, I believe it's Judge Smales, to now certify this measure for the April ballot.
Moving forward, we had some more players comp roll in about the show. Rick Ankiel was one that we got, no Mike Trout, so I was disappointed about that. Tyler Green, Colby Rasmus.
Tyler Green!
We're being replaced by Mike Trout.
Tino Martinez, not great.
That's a ground out to second.
Did you say Colby Rasmus?
I did, yeah.
Long hair, don't care.
Okay. I think I like that one. Yeah. Colby Rasmus.
So this is player comps for?
For the show.
For the whole show.
Yeah, with Hunchback of Moncastle's weighing in on the quarterbacks. He said he hated Brady until the Rams left, but now realized Brady is the best. He's been to 7 Super Bowls with 1 Hall of Fame wide receiver, Moss. No Hall of Fame running back. It's no question he's
absolutely
the best.
Absolutely.
That's from the Hunchback of Moncastle.
Baldwin Bottomfield writes, "Yo, Derek, man, what are you smoking, bro? I hate the Patriots and their blank fans, but even I will admit Brady is a GOAT."
I'm really enjoying
He said the GOAT.
Oh, the GOAT.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh.
Also,
I thought he was predicting a GOAT.
I thought he was a GOAT for fumbling that ball against the Raiders.
One texter
that's
from
another thing. What if that play never happened?
618.
The tuck.
Yeah.
The tuck. That's awesome. I mean, his career is so, you know, polka dotted with fascinating little moments. You know, broken rib for Bledsoe. The tuck rule, deflate gate, Giselle.
Sure. I like how Michigan like
long hair
now. I love how Michigan's like Tom Brady's one of us. Like,
yeah.
No,
Drew Henson.
It was Drew Henson. It was the Yankees
Harbaugh
third baseman.
Goes to town about him. It's like,
did you guys see the video of Brady kind of walking through his life? Have you seen this?
No.
I don't know if it's a commercial.
The Degenerate has that photo on his ceiling. I think. Just screenshots from that video all over
his
house.
I asked you not to talk about that when I let you in my bedroom.
Degenerate, did you see, you know what video I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So have you watched it
yes.
like 17 times?
I watch all Patriots porn all day.
Okay.
That's all I do.
And this is not what I'm talking about.
Is that its own genre?
Yes, it is.
Look at the way their logo's set up
That's
I don't want to
old
know.
Logo
I have
Hockman.
No, I have no interest in knowing what they do with Bill Belichick's name on that. So regardless... The beginning where they show his combine videos and what he was like in college.
It's like my combine videos.
Oh my gosh, this is so fantastic.
It is
so fantastic. And they show him posing for his photo.
Right.
And he's this nondescript. He looks like Captain America before he got the super soldier serum.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
He looks like me in eighth grade when they make us play shirts and skins basketball and Quincy Staten would run up to my stomach and go woo. And
who
shake
that?
It all around and make me feel fat.
See, if you had Under Armour on, that wouldn't be a
Quincy,
problem.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
that's,
no kidding.
But
I had to be
but
skins.
Shirts
it was the,
and skins.
It was
oh,
the
right.
worst.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't think they do shirts and skins anymore. Kids
no,
probably
they
get
do
too
pennies.
Traumatized.
They do pennies.
Yeah.
Probably for the best.
They started that with Hockman.
Yeah. I was the first penny.
What is that?
Well, instead of being on the skins team, they said, "Hey, we don't want Hockman to take his shirt off. Let's all wear these like jersey pennies, like a red
you know
jersey."
He means penny.
I don't know what that means.
Penny, P-I-N-N-I-E. Just
like a jersey you throw over.
Oh,
you
like
real
a
quick.
Jersey.
No, like those mesh things that you wear.
Oh,
pennies.
Got it. Okay, like yeah, it. Yeah. Sorry, I just making sure.
Not too bright. I.
What's up, Chris?
Well, I wanted to read this with the Super Bowl in mind, and a gentleman who's not there. For the Patriots, Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, yeah.
Who, prior to where he finished high school, spent 3 years playing for Chuck Swirsky in basketball at Williamsville North High School in Buffalo, New York.
Chuck Swirsky, he was one of the Bears fans.
Yeah.
Right. Same
Duh,
name.
Bears.
The one that hit
Same
his
name.
Chest to stop the heart attack?
Well, yep. There was a broadcaster in Chicago named Chuck Swirsky.
Okay.
Dicka.
But actually, this is an actual high school coach named Chuck Swirsky.
This comes from WPRI, so this is a story about Gronk.
Oh.
So we're playing a home game, and we have 68 points.
Oh, this is the best story ever.
I know.
Now it's not a blowout, but it's not a particularly close game either. So Gronk gets fouled and goes to the free throw line. He hits the first one to get us to 69. And the place goes nuts because he's playing into it. On his next free throw, he purposely chucks the ball off the backboard and misses so the score would stay at 69 and then runs back on defense pointing at the scoreboard.
Nice.
Nice game.
That story's been floating around this week, and it
that
just
can't be
makes
true,
me
right?
It's 100% true. It's 100%
true. Of course it's true.
Oh,
it's
my God. Him.
The coach's quote.
Have you ever watched Gronk in an interview when they say the number 69? He just giggles every time. Like
that's so unprofessional.
He's a giant child.
I don't know anybody like that.
No, I don't understand why he would do that in a professional
setting. I haven't spent 13 months with anybody like that.
We didn't do random numbers on this show for college football picks, and certainly no one ever chose 69 when it was
my high school.
No one chooses
happened.
It. It chooses
my number.
You.
It's my number.
I know that.
Thug Life chooses
offensive
you.
Line.
Are we going to do some props?
I think we got. I'm trying to get. You sent me the link to prop bets, but these are all serious ones. So I'm trying to find
the goofy ones.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the only ones I want to do.
So I made some bank when Bruce Springsteen did the Super Bowl halftime show betting on the
teabagged
first song.
America.
Wait, what?
Remember that when he slid right into the camera? Bruce Springsteen.
I wish
doing
he would
the happen.
I wish he would have slid off the stage.
I really wish
he
would
inferno.
Have said slid right into the camera.
Oh, man.
I wish that stage would have collapsed and we would never heard from him again.
Oh, my God.
You've never even listened to
I'm
his
not
songs.
Associated. You wonder why you're getting canceled.
Is that when it gets Bruce Springsteen? Oh, man.
So Lady Gaga, she's doing the halftime show. I was looking at the odds for the first song. Bad Romance is the overwhelming favorite, minus 115. The one I like is Born This Way at 8-1. I think, with all the things going on in the world politically, she might want to make a statement. But apparently, according to some unverified Twitter action I saw, that they had to take this bet off the board because Edge of Glory, which was originally 9-1, had gone all the way down to, I think, minus 140. Because there was so much action on it. So I don't know if there's been a leak about the set list.
Edge of Glory.
Edge of Glory. I'm on the edge. Yeah, anyway.
Of Glory.
I know that one. Nice. I do know that one.
I didn't either
until
we
just
started singing.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the other ones.
Yeah, no.
Kelly Clarkson.
No, that's so we'll see what happens. I was happy with my Springsteen bet. I mean, I have some juice that I bet. I think the first week we did this segment, I was in Vegas, and it was before the season started, and I placed a pretty sizable wager on the Pats to win it all. So I'm sitting on a ticket that
did you hedge? Last week I talked to you, and you were worried about you were going to hedge it.
I'm not hedging.
Good call.
I think
go
so.
Down
so,
true,
so
go down
one
in
of the,
true degenerate fashion.
One of the best. One of the best props will be: Will I be alive on Monday? Either way, that's probably like minus 170. I would say.
I'm gonna go Bad Romance for the prop
that's
for the
so
song.
Boring because that's the favorite.
I'm going Born This Way for sure.
Yeah, I like Born This Way.
Is there a prop bet on her making some sort of anti-Trump announcement during her performance or before or after?
No, there is a hold on, let me get it up here. They you can bet on how many different outfits she'll wear over or under 2. Whether she'll have any guest performers. Oh yeah, will Lady Gaga mention President Trump?
Yes.
Yes is minus 140, no is plus 100.
Well, how do they cash that in? Like what if is that to say him by name or what if it's like a indirect reference.
I think she has to say President Trump. That's
okay.
That
what
to
if
get
she just says president?
What if she says Donald?
Also, will she expose her midriff? Yes is minus 150. No is plus 110. You take that minus 150 to the back.
We're seeing
that enabled.
There's.
I don't think we will.
We're definitely seeing.
I don't think we will.
Sunday.
I think she's gonna be very serious. Mm. I think she will be very political.
Well, if you're buying that, then you can get Will She Wear a Pink Hat at plus 300.
There was one about, is it Luke Bryan singing the national anthem? I put this in my Saturday notes last Saturday about will he wear blue jeans or, and then it was any other type of pants whatsoever. And I think he's going to wear blue jeans. Jorts included. That doesn't count as blue jeans.
So it was like blue jeans or the field?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Did you say "Born This Way," Hoxie? Is that your guess? Do you have a guess on which song she'll perform?
Lady Gaga.
First song for Lady Gaga.
Oh, probably "Edge of Glory."
Oh,
See, watch this. Says we got an interview here where she is. She's detailing her "quote unquote" inclusive Super Bowl performance.
Yeah,
so that would make me think "Born This Way," right?
It's no question. You just take it to the bank right now.
Lady Gaga says, "I believe in a passion for inclusion. I believe in the spirit of equality, and the spirit of this country is one of love and compassion and kindness. So my performance
Sounds
will uphold
like
those
Jones.
Philosophies." While the singer wanted to keep much of the show a surprise, she revealed it took months of preparation.
I mean, she's going to go through a bunch. I mean, she can do "Born This Way"
it's got to be first.
No, my point is that if she's going to have a show of inclusiveness, mm-hmm. she can have "Born This Way" be her big climax, like the peak of the show and the message that she's going to send.
Yeah.
What if she
does
this?
It's all about the lead in.
Here's what she'll do. She'll start out with John Hamm doing some yoga, and there'll be like a ding, and then she'll start going, "If I could teach the world to sing in perfect harmony." And then all these people from different races will come out holding hands, but they'll be drinking Pepsi, not Coke, because she's a Pepsi person.
What does John Hamm have to do with this?
So much wrong with that.
It's from the end of
Mad Men.
I think we should just move on.
It's going to happen.
There was nothing right with that.
I think she's going to have Hillary. Hillary.
You know what? Who would greet them at the stage?
Who's that?
Coca-Cola's lawyers.
They're about to do it. It's like a lawyer.
It would be very symbolic because the lawyers would meet them there.
If I could teach the world to be inclusive.
Do we want to run through just a couple legit props to get some actual gambling knowledge?
I thought this was a
knowledge.
Legit prop.
You can't bet these in Vegas.
Hockman is a legit prop, man.
I'll make it fast. I like the Pats to score first, -115.
Shocker.
New England scored first 12 of 14 games with Brady this year, 15 of 18 overall.
Wow.
Pats have allowed a total of 16 points on opening drives this year, and when they kick off, even, the opponents have a grand total of 3 points this season. Atlanta has scored on TD on its opening drive the last 8 weeks, but they've also allowed opponents to score 50% of the time on their opening drive. So I like the Pats to score first, -115. I also like total sacks under 4, -115. Neither of these teams has a particularly good pass rush. Pats like to sit back
Beasley.
Yeah, well, I will.
If I had a chance, I would tell Vic Beasley.
If Vic was here, I would tell him. Shortest touchdown of the game, under 1.5 yards. Pats love the punch it in from yard out with Brady and Blunt. That's -150. And then my special upset pick, will there be a scoreless quarter? Yes, is +450. The Pats' Super Bowl history is littered with scoreless first quarters. So if you want to kind of hedge something on that bet of the Pats scoring first, will there be a scoreless quarter? Yes, +450. Those are great odds. I don't hate it. So those are my best bets for Super Bowl props.
One of the few framed photos, degenerate, that I have in my office is of the 85 Bears team picture. So here's my prop question for you.
Sure.
All right. This is the 9th Patriots Super Bowl, correct? This is a record 9th appearance for them in the Super Bowl. If they had to face the 85 Bears in all 9 of them, what would their record be?
Well, I wasn't alive in 85. Why? That's a hard question.
If we're doing this, is it the physical size of the 85 Bears?
No, it's the 85 Bears.
Clearly the Patriots were the biggest player on the 85 Bears was 300-pound Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah.
He'd be like the smallest guy on the Patriots offensive line.
No, and that's a fair part of it, you know.
So there's no way that 85 Bears would win more than one or two of those games.
Well, they already won one, so.
No, you're talking about against the 85 Patriots?
I'm just wondering, yeah.
Current 2016 Patriots against 85 Bears,
yeah.
Same size bodies.
I don't know how to ask it any other way.
Are they as old as they are today?
No. Okay. Locked in Amber.
I don't think that'd be too close.
No, yeah, that was the trick. That was the twist.
That was the twist.
That was my M. Night Shyamalan ending.
Who
you blew it.
Lady in the Water, worst movie I've ever
seen. Yeah, I don't think Jim McMahon would do very well.
Mike Ditkus, he's dead people.
Probably has to stop smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. No, but I mean, if you're saying pound for pound, which team is better?
Yeah.
The 85 Bears.
All right, well then, I get what you're saying. I just was trying to make the point that, I mean, I just honestly wonder if the Patriots went up against the one team that throttled them in the Super Bowl, you know, and we're celebrating them now. I mean, look, that was part of it is as a Bear. Yeah, I mean, it was a way different one.
Didn't really belong there.
No, and this exactly totally right. Really does, no, so.
I'll say this:
the Bears were as good against that Patriots team as this Patriots team is as good against the current Bears team. That's the gap.
I think I'll say this: the Patriots could take a player from that Bears roster today, a scrappy receiver type. And have him score 6 touchdowns in this current Super Bowl.
Willie Gault,
correct.
The Chocolate Swirl.
Was Tom Waddle on that team or no?
Don't do that.
Was that later?
Who's that? Chris?
That's Tom the song. Waddle. The Super Bowl Shuffle. Don't Tom do that.
Wait, what was Willie Gault's nickname?
He was the whatever.
No, it was Chocolate Who?
I don't know.
Oh.
They call me Sweetness. I like to dance. Running the ball is like Megan Roman. You don't know that song by heart?
That's the Super Bowl Shuffle. But what was Willie Gault's nickname?
No, that wasn't. That was his lyric in
right Super Bowl Shuffle.
The Super Bowl Shuffle.
They call me Sweetness. But
no, so they had, that was
they
Peyton.
They had William Perry. He was the Refrigerator.
Yes.
They had Walter Payton. He was Sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Willie Gault. What was his nickname?
I don't know, the Sprinter.
Who was the Chocolate Something?
That was his lyric, not his nickname.
What was the lyric? I don't remember the song.
I just said it. You said it.
I don't remember the song.
All right. Here's my final
thought. We had to go to training camp to give Chicago the Super Bowl champ.
Oh, keep going.
No, I'm done.
What about the chocolate?
No, I was doing Peyton's.
Oh, my God.
Somehow we ended up 30 years in the past.
Oh, my God.
This is electric
Oh,
radio.
My God.
I just bring this up because, I had it seriously, because that Bears team should have won more Super Bowls.
But they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Team
and
has.
It, and it's brutal, and the Pats have. So that's all I wanted to.
Swirl, sorry.
My.
Stop it. Surrey, what is a chocolate swirl?
Surrey.
Don't do that. We got to get through a week.
Going to give you an ice cream.
Stop that.
Final thought about the game.
Stop
what are
Stop
you
it.
Doing with your
Stop
phone,
it.
Bro?
Put it down.
This
Put
is
it
very
down.
Unprofessional.
We
got to
get to a break.
Final thought about the game before we go to break. You don't beat the Pats in a shootout. The teams that beat the Pats get after Brady and cause a ruckus. The Falcons aren't built that way. I like the Pats minus the 3. That's why I didn't hedge. So if you are out there wondering what you're going to do, bet the Pats minus 3. Because if you don't bet the Pats, you'll go to and you lose, you'll go to sleep being like, I'm an idiot. And you don't want to go to sleep feeling like an idiot. And I won't be going to sleep at all on Sunday if we win. So it'll be Ace of Spades and McAllen 18 all night.
And we'll be back on WEEI right after this.
Listen to the Riders Block presented by Bud Select. We'll be right back for Gardner's Grab Bag. Stay tuned to the all-new. If I'm not in the family, on the 5 Stone Nation, tune inside of CL.com.
I know.